Our only hope is in my hands.
Megan! Why have you forsaken me?
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
You're listening to Lent and Easter at the Movies, our podcast series that looks at the Sundays of the seasons and other key dates and relates the day's gospel reading to a film that strikes a similar chord. So, Eastertide, and we're joined by guest contributor Father Robert King, who's a priest of the Clifton Diocese and also a film scholar and academic. We move on now to the fifth Sunday of Easter, Robert, and the film you're looking at today is The Mighty from 1998, starring Sharon Stone, no less.
Yeah, it's a film that might surprise you and surprise some people who know me well, but it's a very human film, very compassionate film, very Hollywood film in some ways, in that we have the narrative of two very different boys being thrown together. Both have their difficulties, shall we say. One's a bit plump, not too bright, had a few too many goes at trying to pass his year. The other has a physical disability, very rare disease, Morquio's syndrome, and it means he's very slow to move around, but is incredibly bright.
An unlikely couple?
Very much so, very much so. And they're thrown together. Kevin is the very bright one, and he's asked at school if he would sort of mentor and tutor Max, the less bright boy. But out of this unlikely pairing blossoms a real friendship, one that's very deep. You kind of might imagine that from a Hollywood film. But yeah, it's an emotional story that's well told. And it ties in well with today's gospel, because we hear about the image of God as the vine dresser. We belong to that vine, and once in a while we need to be pruned for that vine to grow in a fruitful way, to bear much fruit. And sometimes in life we need someone to be a good friend to us. And often the mark of a good friend isn't just the person who affirms us, but the person who's willing to challenge us, the person who's willing to get out the pruning shears and speak to us out of love and help us address those areas in our lives which we maybe need to think about. And I think it ties in well, really, that image of the vine dresser being a good friend, a compassionate friend, but nonetheless one who will challenge us, with the film The Mighty, because we've got these two unlikely characters who become very, very good friends, and they heal each other. Both of them begin to accept that, yeah, they're a bit different. They're what the wider world might cruelly call freaks, but they're individuals, they're people, and they have a valuable contribution to make.
It was Freak told me about King Arthur. It was Freak told me everything. See, I never had a brain till Freak came along and let me borrow his for a while.
Kevin, your room's still a pile of boxes. Do you want me to help you unpack the books?
No, Mom, it's okay. I can do it myself. You have my word. And my word is my bond.
What do you have there?
It's an ornithopter. I'm trying to take advantage of what looks like ideal flight conditions this evening.
Say that again.
An ornithopter is defined as an experimental device propelled by flapping wings.
It's a big word for a mechanical bird. Congratulations, Mrs. Dillon. It was a tough delivery, but you've given birth to a healthy 7-pound dictionary. You must be very proud.
They learn to love each other in this warm friendship. They learn to kind of help each other grow where they need to grow, but equally accept themselves for their limitations as much as their strengths where they need to also. And I think, yeah, that's something we could all do with a little bit. And when it comes to friends, yeah, it's important to cherish those good friendships that we have, ones that really kind of accept us as we are, but help us to accept ourselves in a way that we kind of become the people that God has given us the potential to be.
And it's a good Easter theme, isn't it? Because it's not kind of like a rebirth or an awakening, an understanding.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Easter Sunday isn't about the end of the story, but rather reminding ourselves of an important step in the journey that we're making towards God. Yeah, we are an Easter people. We have been enlightened by the gospel. We've been washed with the waters of baptism. But we're not yet in heaven. We're still on our way. And kind of we need to remind ourselves each year that on that journey, we need a bit of help. Obviously from the grace of God, but also to be attentive to those who are the presence of Christ for us, who offer us those blessings of grace, and to be challenged as well to recognise that we too are called to be Christ to those around us.